This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Marine Stephen Tapati wasn't looking for love when it walked right up to his karaoke mic.
He got a good-looking woman, great singing voice. It had that wow factor for me.
But Stephen had no idea that behind his wife's shy smile, an evil plot was brewing.
How could someone be that twisted?
It was like a Jekyll and Hyde. You never knew what side you were going to get.
And this soldier's home quickly became more dangerous than any battlefield.
They used to call me the cap, saying I had 9 lives. Lucky this will be for being here to be able to tell the story.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem.
I was stationed out in California. I taught new Marines out there.
He was a sergeant. He was very proud of it. He just loved everything about being a Marine.
When he wasn't away on maneuvers, Stephen ran a local karaoke night in the city of Oceanside, just north of San Diego.
I enjoyed singing, and the owner asked me if I wanted to do it, and said, why not?
And one spring evening, Stephen was stopped dead in his tracks.
There was this gal up there singing, and he was totally blown away. He was just awestruck.
She started singing, and it kind of made me stop what I'm doing and take notice.
Not only did 18-year-old Astrid Pignate sing like an angel, she was beautiful to boot.
You get a good-looking woman, great singing voice. It had that wow factor for me.
Mustering his courage, Stephen sidled up to Astrid, who was sitting with her best friend, Ebony.
I had seen Ebony prior at certain command functions because her father was a battalion sergeant major at the time.
As the three of them talked, Stephen quickly realized that he had a lot more in common with Astrid than a connection to her best friend.
We talked about, you know, family, siblings, music, of course. It was quite the attraction on a couple different levels.
By the end of the night, Stephen knew he couldn't let Astrid go without asking for a date. And a few days later, the two of them hit the town. But over drinks, Astrid made a strange confession about her past.
She had mentioned she'd run with some shady type people from time to time.
Astrid didn't give Stephen any details, but she swore that reckless chapter of her life was behind her.
Everybody's got a past. It's no reason to hold that against them in the present.
Do I get to see you tomorrow?
By the end of the evening, Stephen couldn't wait to see Astrid again. And almost overnight, they were spending every free moment together. But after 2.5 months together, Astrid came to Stephen with some unexpected news.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah. I was ready for it. You know, ready to have a kid, have a family, all that stuff.
I'm like, oh, wow, we moved a little quickly, didn't we? But, you know, it is what it is. He was happy. He really was.
Just 6 months after Stephen had first heard Astrid's sweet voice, the couple arranged to be married at a small church in Escondido, California. But the ceremony almost didn't happen.
We had an hour allotted for the wedding in this chapel, and the bride didn't show up, and she didn't show up. We're sitting here going, where the heck is she?
Even the minister was looking at his watch going, I got another wedding to do in an hour.
I thought she'd backed out, and so I was getting a little nervous, a little upset.
With only 10 minutes left on the hour, Astrid finally walked down the aisle.
I chalked it up to, okay, she's 19 years old, she's pregnant, and she's getting married. This is a lot to deal with. Whatever it was, she showed. They're married. They seem happy right now. Anything else is, you know, to heck with it.
The following February, Stephen and Astrid welcomed a baby son, and the Marine couldn't believe he was a father. But a few months later, Stephen began noticing something slowly encroaching on his family's joy.
Hey again, Ebony.
It seemed Astrid's best friend Ebony was always around.
Her father was transferred out of state, and she didn't really have too many friends left in the area, so that's when she started coming around quite a bit. You know, I'd come home, she'd be there. Or I'd come home and she'd show up shortly after. Eating dinner at the house all the time, you know, felt like I was supporting a third person.
Ebony's staying for dinner.
He says, Ebony is here all the time. So she's moved in almost.
But when Stephen talked to Astrid about it, she told him that she liked having Ebony there.
Yeah, but I get so lonely when you're gone.
Military life. You know, it's Marine Corps first, everything else second.
Here, she's helping me out.
It can get lonely sometimes for the spouse. So I kind of bit my lip.
Stephen tried to keep the peace, but soon he would be reminded that soldiers survive by trusting their gut.
My brother's been through basically hell.
Somebody is really out to kill him.
I remember looking out the beach, you know, just saying, don't let me die here.
By the summer of 2003,
I'm pregnant.
Stephen and Astrid Tapati's life had turned on a dime. 2 years after they met, they were already settled into marriage and raising a young son.
I was thrilled. You know, I thought I was the luckiest person around at the time.
But Stephen wasn't so thrilled about their full-time house guest. It seemed his wife's best friend, Ebony, was all but living at their home.
I work to support Astrid and the baby, not Astrid, the baby, and Ebony. After a while, it started getting to me real bad.
Despite his concern, Stephen didn't want to give his wife an ultimatum. But he did insist on spending time with Astrid alone.
We were going to have a night together, just me and her, no baby, no Ebony, just me and her.
On August 13th, 2003, the couple dropped their son off with Astrid's parents and headed out on the town.
We had planned on eating dinner and seeing a movie, and then she suggested we head out to the beach, too.
As they made their way toward the water a little later that night, Stephen began to have second thoughts. The beach in Oceanside had a reputation for crime.
I was a little apprehensive about it. I did a little bit of an area scan. Nothing looked really too shady.
So Astrid and Stephen settled in.
Close your eyes.
Astrid tells me to close my eyes, and I'm thinking that we're going to get a little intimate.
But as Stephen waited for the romance to begin, something caught him by surprise.
And next thing I know, I felt like a sharp, sort of shocking sensation in my neck. And see somebody standing there right in front of me.
Under the cloak of night, Stephen couldn't see who it was. As the person took off... He realized something was very wrong.
I need you to get help.
So I'd put my hand up by my neck and then taken it away, and it was covered in blood.
I need you to get help.
Astrid ran off to call for help while Stephen tried to keep pressure on the wound.
I remember looking out the beach, you know, just saying, don't let me die here.
Within minutes, paramedics were on the scene, and Stephen was rushed to a local hospital.
They actually had a helicopter land because he had had his neck slit and he was bleeding out.
There was a severed vertebral artery, almost severed the jugular vein, and the tip of the knife broke off into my neck back here.
As Stephen headed into surgery, investigators working his case placed him under protective custody.
They thought there was a hit out on him. The way he was attacked and stabbed, it seemed like it was purposeful.
There was some talk, because he was an instructor at the base, maybe it was a student of his that was mad at him. It seemed a little targeted, you know, that he was attacked but not her.
But as the weeks passed, police weren't any closer to catching the assailant. 2 months later, Stephen was back at work, but the attack had taken its toll.
I'd come home worn out. I'd fall asleep maybe between 8:30 and 10:30 in the evening. I'd attributed my fatigue to the extent of the injuries that I had. I couldn't feel nothing down halfway down my arm because of the nerve damage that was sustained there. I couldn't really go back out and work with the students like I'd had before.
Doctors soon told Stephen that he wasn't deployable and would have to be medically discharged from the Marine Corps.
Screwed my military career from me. I was upset, quite upset.
I'm just heartbroken for him because this was his life. He loved it. It was gone. It was over.
And that kind of destroyed him. He was just not the same Steve.
And lately, Astrid didn't seem like herself either.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ebony had been a constant presence in the house since the attack, and the wedge between Stephen and Astrid was firmly back.
Ebony was around so much. I come home, I want my family time, I want my time. There wasn't that sense of closeness, as there used to be, with Astrid.
And it was creating even more tension with them. And I'm like, dude, you're married to Astrid. You're not married to Ebony. Get her out.
Once again, Stephen suggested to Astrid that Ebony spend more time away from them.
She's here all the time.
But Astrid wouldn't budge.
She's not just my friend. She is my best friend.
So I said it really didn't matter to her and kind of dismissed what I was asking.
By now, Stephen had to wonder if there was more to his wife's relationship with Ebony than just friendship.
Are you having an affair with her?
I flat out asked Astrid if anything was going on. She denied it.
Really?
Stephen wasn't sure what to do next, except to wait and see if things improved. But in the early morning of January 4th, 2004, his desire for peace would soon be even more out of reach.
We had this little love seat by the window, so I'd passed out on that the previous night. Next thing you know, I hear a loud bang.
I thought, this is serious. Somebody is trying to kill him.
It started coming together a little bit for me. Just wondering who the hell wants me dead so bad.
On January 4th, 2004, Stephen Tapati's life took another dramatic turn. At 6 in the morning, after falling asleep in the living room, he was jolted awake by a loud bang and a familiar smell.
You know the smell of gunpowder. Something in my head pretty much clicks. Something ain't right. I shouldn't be smelling this in my own house.
That's when Stephen heard another unsettling sound.
Heard a noise behind me. And had seen the backside of a woman running out of my kitchen door.
Stephen tried to figure out what had happened.
I found the actual bullet hole was probably about a foot, maybe a foot and a half below the back of my head, where I was laying at the time. I knew what it was, and, you know, a gun had just went off and was aimed at me. It started coming together a little bit for me. Just wondering who the hell wants me dead so bad.
But rather than chase after the attacker, Stephen's first instinct was to make sure his family was safe.
I'd run upstairs to go check on my boy, you know, he wasn't there. Nobody was in the house. Not my kid, not my wife, not even Ebony.
Pick up the phone.
Stephen tried to track down Astrid, and to his surprise, she answered her cell phone.
I'm telling her I was just shot at. Boy's not there.
Yeah, he's with me.
She immediately says, we're just around the corner, we'll be there in a second. What the hell's going on? So I'm starting to become a little suspicious, just kind of questioning things at the time.
A few minutes later, Astrid walked into the house. That's when Stephen felt a chill run up his spine.
When she walked in the door, she had the same outfit as the person I'd seen leave. Something ain't jiving with me.
What's going on, Astrid?
And I'd asked Astrid, I said, where's our son? Because I was more concerned about him at the time.
What's she doing here?
And then, you know, I flat out told her, said, you look a lot like the person I'd seen leaving.
But Astrid had another theory.
It must have been somebody that looked like me. Somebody from my old crowd.
She said, go, there's someone that looks like me that we think we might know who she is, so we're going to go after her.
Come on, Astrid.
And with that, Astrid and Ebony took off.
You know, I'm like, well, good, go on, do what you gotta do. You know, I wanted to make sure my boy was safe.
While Stephen waited for them to come back, he tried to make sense of what had just happened.
It was more shock than anything. You know, what the hell is going on? And then all day and all night goes by without hearing much word from her at all.
At 1:30 the following morning, the phone finally rang, but it wasn't Astrid.
I get a call from California Highway Patrol letting me know that both Astrid and Ebony were arrested.
Investigators told Stephen the two had been pulled over for a traffic stop at the Arizona border, 200 miles away. He was flabbergasted when investigators revealed what they'd found in Astrid's car.
Are you serious?
And Stephen would quickly realize that his ability to cheat death was well beyond anything he'd ever imagined.
You just can't comprehend what was in their mind.
I thought, what the hell's going on?
On January 5th, 2004,
Stephen Tapati was shocked when he got a call from police that his wife Astrid and her best friend Ebony had been arrested after a traffic stop.
From what the officer had told me, they'd found a firearm in the car. I didn't own a firearm at the time, so I knew it wasn't mine.
And there was more.
They also find a handwritten note, which is a recipe for ricin, and she has castor beans. So they arrest him because the ricin is a weapon of mass destruction.
I was trying to gather my thoughts on everything. You know, what the hell is going on?
Under separate interrogation, both Astrid and Ebony admitted that Astrid had taken a shot at Stephen. Astrid also admitted to hiring a hitman to attack Stephen on the beach. And that wasn't all.
Then it came out that Astrid and Ebony had tried to poison him. So after he was stabbed, there were several other attempts at poisoning made on my brother's life.
She tried to drug him with Valium and other drugs that she had gotten in Mexico. And the drugs only made him sleepy. So that didn't work.
From there, Astrid bought castor beans, the main ingredient used to make the deadly poison ricin, and set up a makeshift lab.
They tried to manufacture the ricin in the garage at the house. That could have very well gotten to my child. That's unforgivable to me.
Stephen realized just how lucky he was.
5 attempts altogether, from the stabbing to the shooting. There are poisonings in between those 2 events. There's more shock than anything. Sitting there all day thinking, you know, why?
Astrid explained to investigators that her husband was worth more to her dead than alive.
I was told one of the reasons for it was insurance money, you know, life insurance money.
She stood to benefit $500,000 if he was dead. She had promised Ebony a cut of it if Ebony were to help.
And Stephen finally had proof that the 2 women were more than just friends.
Ebony had admitted to having a relationship with Astrid. They had planned to continue a relationship after I was gone and get a house together with my life insurance money. I was pissed off as all hell. Now, I wanted to see him go down and go down hard. I didn't want to see him ever see the light of day again.
In August of 2004, Astrid Tapati pled guilty to attempted murder and possession of a firearm during a violent crime. She was sentenced to nearly 11 years in a federal penitentiary. Ebony Woods also pled guilty to aiding an attempted murder and was sentenced to 8 years in prison. Police never identified the hitman who stabbed Stephen on the beach.
She took away the whole dream everybody has of having a family. Yeah, it was huge, huge betrayal by Astrid. What she did, I can't forgive.
Today, Stephen and his family are still trying to make sense of what happened.
There's a roller coaster of emotions going through something like that. They both had an equal part in it. Quite possibly, Ebony could have pushed the idea. Could have been Astrid as well. I was trying to keep everybody happy at the time. Learn my lesson there.
My brother's been through basically hell. I'm thankful that it did not cost him his life.
Stephen has no idea what the future holds, but after 5 attempts on his life, he's confident he can survive just about anything that comes his way.
He is an amazing man to get through this whole thing the way he has. He's been able to recover, and he's been raising a son by himself, doing a damn good job of it.
I'm trying to do everything I can for him. I'm not going to let what happened then affect my possible happiness in the future.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.